Have you heard about the 15-minute city? Well, if you haven't, very soon you are going to. And I will explain. But first, do you remember that some of us, we said that if we accept these lockdowns, you know, the COVID lockdowns, there will be new lockdowns, probably climate lockdowns. Just wait and see. Some people called us crazy for saying that. Well, here they are. The 15-minute city. I'm sitting here with an article from Spiked magazine, I believe. And my friend The Woodlander has also talked about this in a recent video on his channel. So let me just briefly explain what the whole concept is about. You will have everything that you need, they say, within 15 minutes walking distance, or maybe 15 minutes on a bicycle. And your ability to use a car will be greatly reduced. Actually, you will only be allowed to use your car to travel outside of that 15-minute zone 100 times or 100 days per year. Yes, you heard me correctly. I had to do some proper research on this to fact check if this is actually true, because it sounds so extreme, and it is. So let me just read a few sentences here from the article. The madness of the 15-minute city. And yes, it is. It's madness. It says here that the green agenda is taking inspiration from the illiberal days of lockdown. Oxford is being championed as one of, or the first, 15-minute city in the UK. Oxford County County Council, which is run by Labour, the Liberal Democrats and the Green Party, wants to divide the city of Oxford into 6 15-minute districts. In these districts, it is said most household essentials will be accessible by a quarter of an hour walk or bike ride, and so residents will have no need for a car. There will be strict rules on car journeys, as I just said. Under the new proposals, if any of Oxford's 150,000 residents drives outside of their designated district more than 100 days a year, he or she could be fined £70. And this will be this suggestion, or this will be voted on, I believe, on the 29th of November this year, 2022. And Labour councillor Duncan Enright, cabinet member for travel and development strategy, has already declared that the policy is going to happen, definitely. So this is all about, they say this is all about the environment. But is it really? So far, nearly 100 world leading cities are collaborating on this. It is about control, and I don't know what to say to those people who haven't got it by now. You know, it is about control. If it was about the environment, things would have been done in a very different way. Even if it was about the environment, is it okay to tell people that, well, you cannot use your car more than 100 days a year? We want you to stay within that 15-minute zone. Sounds a bit like a prison to me. And I am quite certain that the people, the fine people meeting right now at the COP27, they arrive there in their private jets, and we all know how it is. And I'm quite certain that they are talking about this, and they are talking about how they can better control the little people. It should worry everyone. because it's moving fast now. It's moving very, very fast. And to those who say that, well, I get some comments. You're sitting there out in the woods, and what do you know? Get out of the woods, and this is just conspiracy theories. No, it's not. It's not. Really. I'm addressing what I'm saying now to those people who say that, or who write that in the comments. How can you say it's a conspiracy theory? It is happening. We said that this is going to happen. Now it's happening. Now, I guess that you could use public transport to get out of that 15-minute zone. But oftentimes, using public transport is more complicated and much more time-consuming than using a car, especially if you have kids, maybe you have a dog, and so on and so on. And you will be at mercy of the people who provide that public transport. So again, we see how your independence and how your freedom is taken away from you. They take away your ability to use your car. You will then be dependent on public transport, and that means that you are dependent on the people, the companies offering that public transport. And I don't even have to mention social credit score. You know, in China, well, I know we're not China, but in China they have linked the social credit score system to the ability to use public transport. And effectively they are imprisoning people in their homes if they don't behave in a way that the government want them to behave. I believe that this concept will be implemented in most cities in the USA and Europe. And I've said it before, get out of the cities. You know, it's not rocket science. You will probably have a much better life outside of the cities. And there will be more freedom outside of the cities. What comes next, I don't know. But this is probably only the first of several concepts that will be implemented to better control people and to have people confined into urban areas. It's about control. It was always about control. And again, no, that's not a conspiracy theory. You know, in those urban areas, you will never be able to connect with the wildlife as I'm doing right now, actually. They can make the city car free, and they can plant trees, and they can make it look pretty, but it's not the same, you know. Simply because there are just too many people there. And it's all fake, you know, it's not natural. So what can we do about this? Well, actually, we can do quite a lot. And I truly believe that we can stop this. We can stop their plans. What we need to do is to use our voice. We need to talk with friends and family about this. We need to show them proof that this is actually a real thing. I often say to people who just blindly accepted the lockdowns and the rules and restrictions during COVID, well, some of them are still in effect, you know, I often say to those people that, you know, this is a second chance for you. You just obeyed. You just did what they told you to do. Now, you can be the disobedient one. Now you can join us, rebels. Now you can refuse to obey. That's how we beat them. That's how we win this. It is really very simple. Use your voice. Don't be afraid. Be courageous.